You are leading your weekly team meeting. The agenda is packed, but before you can finish your first sentence, one colleague jumps in, answers every question, interrupts others' ideas, challenges your decisions, and dominates the conversation. You noticed the rest of the team growing silent, disengaged, maybe irritated. After the meeting, someone tells you, "I can't get a word in. What's the point of speaking up?" You realize you have a gunner in the room. Sound familiar? You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success. Welcome back, everyone, to The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences, and today we launch a new mini-series on difficult leadership situations. In this series, we explore tricky dynamics like dealing with a domineering team member or navigating conflicts, and connect them to our evolutionary and psychological roots. Unlike our other themed mini-series, these episodes will appear now and then, interwoven with other topics. Each will unpack a real leadership challenge, uncover the ancient instincts at play, and offer science-based strategies for modern leaders. And one quick reminder before we dive in. This fall, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching its online Leadership Academy. The first course will help leaders decode the evolutionary, psychological, and biological traps that hold organizations back and what to do about it. We'll share more soon, but for now, keep an eye on your feet. So, back to our gunner. What's the evolutionary frame? In other words, why does the gunner exist? Humans have always competed for attention, status, and influence. In ancestral hunter-gatherer groups, people who could demonstrate expertise, say by sharing knowledge about hunting or healing, often gained prestige and, with it, greater access to resources and allies. Social scientists call this costly signaling, as Kakar and Sivanathan showed 2021. And again, we have all the literature in the show notes. Talking a lot in a group can be one such signal. It takes energy, risks social backlash, but doing it regardless of this investment, it may convey confidence or expertise. In fact, studies have shown that people who speak more often in groups are more likely to be perceived as emerging leaders. It doesn't matter whether their comments are insightful. Quantity alone can elevate their perceived authority. Yet our ancestors also evolved a strong sense of fairness and aversion to domination. Nomadic bands used ridicule, shaming, and even expulsions to rein in bullies or those who monopolized shared resources. Our brains are wired to punish free riders and suppress people who seek to dominate at the expense of the group. That's why a modern team bristles when one member hogs the airtime. It triggers our age-old dislike of unfair advantage and undermines cooperation. The dual model of leadership, dominance versus prestige, helps explain the gunner's behavior. Some leaders and would-be leaders assert dominance through force, intimidation, or sheer presence. Others achieve status through prestige, competence, generosity, and teaching. Research shows that prestige-based leaders are more trusted and inspire greater cooperation, whereas dominance can unify groups temporarily but breeds resentment and resistance in the long run. Now, what are we going to do about our gunner? And yes, I have to admit, I also was one of them. Early in my career, when I was told, "Talk more, Nicholas, show your leadership," I always tried to resist these urges, but not always. And I still remember the moments when I gave in, talked just to be heard, just to talk, and messed up. Guilty as charged, I also did it. But that's for another day, or a one-on-one. All right, here are some actionable steps how to address this behavior. Before you reacting, it helps to ask, is the gunner genuinely trying to contribute valuable information, like prestige, or are they using dominance to assert control? Observe whether their comments move the conversation forward or derail it. Speak privately with quieter team members to gauge how the behavior impacts them. people may remain silent not because they lack ideas, but because they've learned that interruptions and criticism follow every attempt to speak. Research indicates that overtalkers often misjudge their own contributions and underestimate the suppression effect they have on others. So here is tip one. Set norms rooted in fairness. Our fairness instincts make us crave balanced participation. Leaders can harness this by creating structures that distribute airtime. For example, round robin or 1-2-4-0 formats, right? One individual reflection, two pairs discussion, four groups of four discussion, and all whole group sharing. It ensures broad participation, promotes deeper engagement with ideas, and leads to more inclusive and efficient group discussions by gradually expanding the scope of thought. It levels the field and signals that all voices matter. Or you can introduce time boxing contributions. Limit each speaker to set a number of minutes per topic. Or rotate facilitators. Give different team members the role of chairing meetings, which curbs the impulse to dominate and raises empathy for the chair's job. Such structures appeal to our evolved sense of equality and reduce the likelihood that a single person can hijack the discussion. Here is tip two. Channel the desire for prestige. Rather than stifling the gunner's energy, find constructive outlets. People who talk a lot may be driven by a desire for recognition and influence. Natural human motive that, when channeled positively, can benefit the team. You might assign expertise roles. Ask the gunner to research complex topics and brief the group, turning their talkativeness into teaching, which is a prestige pathway. Or you might use a whiteboard or shared document, have them record team input in real time. This keeps their hands busy and focuses their attention on summarizing rather than monopolizing. Or you can also assign mentorship or buddy roles. Pair them with quieter colleagues to prepare joint presentations. It encourages collaboration and empathy. This strategy aligns with research showing that people grant prestige to those who share valuable knowledge without overpowering others. And tip three, sometimes helpful, using one-on-one coaching. Now, often overtalkers aren't aware of the negative impact. A private conversation can be more effective than public reprimands. Frame the feedback around team goals, like, I value your enthusiasm and expertise. I've noticed others, however, to hesitate to speak up when you're jumping frequently. Can we work together to ensure everyone has room to contribute? Encourage self-reflection and invite them to co-create solutions. People are more receptive when feedback appeals to their sense of fairness and shared purpose. And then number four, most importantly, model the behavior you want. As a leader, your behavior sets norms. To reinforce prestige over dominance, demonstrate active listening and defer credit to others. When someone interrupts, politely redirect. Let's hear Alice finish her thought. Recognize thoughtful contribution from quieter team members. Share your own uncertainties and invite diverse perspectives. This models humility and reduces the social cost of speaking up. Research shows that teams with leaders who cultivate psychological safety, where members feel safe to speak without fear of ridicule, are more innovative and effective. Okay, some takeaways and calls to actions. One, you have a gal in the room, first understand the instinct. Overtalkativeness often springs from evolved status motives, dominance and prestige. Recognize these underlying drives before reacting. Two, design the space. Establish fair participation norms, round robins, time boxing, and so on. Channel the gunner's energy into prestige-oriented roles like knowledge sharing or mentorship. And three, lead by example. Model the prestige path yourself. Practice active listening, elevate quieter voices, and give feedback that appeals to fairness and shared goals. And if there's one thing I wanted to take away from today's shows, it's this. Don't suppress the gunner, redirect them. Harness the desire for status through teaching and service rather than domination, and you'll cultivate a more inclusive and effective team. Make them work for the team. All right, this was it for today. If this episode resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and share with anyone interested in leadership. And don't forget, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching its online leadership academy this fall. It's packed with insights, tools, and frameworks to help you become a more self-aware, adaptive leader. Keep an eye out. Lastly, if you're interested in more, you can order my book. It has the same title as this podcast, The Mammoth in the Room. It offers a practical roadmap for how great leaders and their teams embrace evolutionary truths for outstanding business results across 3 sections: on people, on strategy, and on implementation. Until next time, lead wisely, think critically, and don't let ancient instincts hijack your modern leadership. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, and this is The Mammoth in the Room.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.